Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Peches. We are on Pei Zayin and Mabez, three daf left here in Meseches Gittin, and we just did the Mishnah about different ways of writing a get. If you write a get in two columns, a little bit on the right going over to on the left, what happens if you write two different Gittin, one facing the other one, one on top of the other one, all different details as we are going to discuss. Just the last point I wanted to mention, and that is, in the end of the Mishnah, the Mishnah says you could write your own name, Aid Kasher, you could write the son of your father's name, that would be Kasher, and if you write Ploni Ben Ploni, then you don't even have to write Aid. That would be Kasher, and that's how the Nikiei Hadas Shebi Yerushalayim. That's how they used to write. Why? Who were the Nikiei? That's what did they do? Rashi, Noagin, Shalashonan, Ktsara. They used to write everything with brevity. Lashonan, Ktsara. Lohayu Chosmin, Aid, Ela Ploni Ben Ploni. They were very short, Ploni Ben Ploni, without writing a word aid afterwards. Right? The Gemara in Pesachim tells us that La'olam yidaber asham b'lashon k'tzara. A person should always try to be as brief as possible. Right? That is the way to get through. So the longer we are, you know, the harder it is to get the point across. If we could get the point across in a word, right? That's the greatest. Right? No greater teacher for us in that area than Rashi. Right, Rashi has the power of putting so much into such few words, and all we have to look at is Maseches Baba Basra. Nothing against the Rashbam, but the Rashbam is not like his grandfather in terms of brevity. Right, he was also one of the great Rishonim, but nobody was like Rashi. Rashi was the model for that. Rav Sternbach writes in the Hakdama to his Tshuvas that he says he has a lot to write about each one of these topics, and he could write pages and pages, but then nobody's going to read my Svarim. And he says, Rabim Ohavim Hakitzur. And it's so true, because we're on the level of, if we open up a tshuva, who, no matter who it is, and we see it's six columns long, then we just close it. Like, I'm not even going to try. And then if we see a tshuva, it's a page and a half, okay, I could do this one. And now we're in a generation where we need a little summaries on the side to know what the paragraph is talking about, and then it has to be broken up, and it has to be subtitles, you know, but at least short little pieces. That's what we could do. But that, the Gemara already knew that, and that's where Sternbach writes, Rabim Ohavim Ha Kitzer. Okay, so now let's continue with the Gemara. The first line, the first case of the Mishnah had said, if I write again on two columns, I start writing it on the right column, and I go up and continue writing it on the top of the left column, that is kosher. And we discussed yesterday that we shown him, well, it's not kosher in Megillah Sota, why is it kosher by a get? We discussed the various shitas in that regard. But says the Gemara, why is that kosher? V'lechush dilma hani tregiti havi, maybe there were really two gittin. The right one, and we're missing the bottom part of the right one, and the left one, we're missing part of the top of the left one. Maybe we're missing the Isrami leizman dekama ve'edim debasra, the gazye leizman debasra ve'edim dekama. Maybe it was cut. Maybe the top left of the document was cut, and really there was another get on top, and this is putting together two different gittin. Maybe the one on the right was the man even decided not to continue writing the get, and this then is so fair fail lemaisa. Maybe this is not one get. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, kishiyesh revach milamata. The case is where there is open space on the bottom. So you know that there was no continuation of the right get on the bottom, so it must be that it continues on the top of the left side. Says the Gemara Vidilma, Zman de Basra, Megiz Gazye. But what do you mean? Still, so maybe the right one decided not to write his get, but you're still missing from the top left one. Maybe it was cut off. But Kida Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav, Kishiyesh Revach, Milamata, Hachanami, Kishiyesh Revach, Milamala. So there's space on both sides. So you know there was nothing cut off here, or else they would have written it closer together. Says the Gemara, Vidilma, Imluche Imlach, Vikasav. Maybe he changed his mind and wrote it. What exactly does that mean? Three different opinions of the Rishonim. What does it mean? Maybe he changed his mind. Who's the he? So Rashi has two dayas here. Vidilma imlach imluche mitchila shelo legarsha. Maybe, says Rashi, he started writing the get, and then he decided not to write the get. Vahadar imlech la'achers ban lachzer legomro. And then he decides to write the get again. V'nimsa harishon batel. And it comes out that the Rishon is batel. What does that mean? before we even get to the second day of Rashi. Sounds like from Rashi, that Rashi says, if somebody's writing a get, and they decide in the middle not to write the get, and then they start writing the get again, it would be batel. The get would be, a problem. Ask Tosfos. Dilma, Pierce Bakutris, Shabitlo, Vishuvini Yochalas of the Garishpo. One second, don't you remember the sugi at the beginning of the fourth parak? In Parak HaSholeach, we had a question about Choser Umagarishpo or Eino Choser Umagarishpo by Bittel Aget. We had a Machlokes Amoran there. If you remember, on Lamed Beis, right at the beginning of HaSholeach, and the Hilchaz HaKavaseh Durav Nachman, that Choser Umagarishpo. You could use it again. So what's Rashi talking about? Even if you wrote the get and you decide not to use it, you mavatel it, you could use it again. So why does Rashi say this is going to be ruined? So Tosfos quotes, Rabbi Ezra Hanavi. Not sure who that is, but one of the Balei Tosfos named Rabbi Ezra Hanavi. Mi omar Rabbi Ezra Hanavi, Dela'el shenigmar haget, eino yachol levatlo. Aval, kishelo nechtav kulo. Moder Rav Nachman de'eno chozer umagarishbo. Says Rabbi Ezra Hanavi, ironically, if the entire get was written, so then you could use it again. If you were mavatel it, you could use it again, even if you decided in the middle not to. But if you're in the middle of writing it, you never wrote the get, so then, and now you decide to be mavatel it, and then you decide to write more, that would not be okay. The question is, what's the svara for that? Right? You might think that that's even worse. Right? Once you finish writing the get, okay, now you want to ruin it. But Tosfos is suggesting for Rashi, Rabbi Ezra Hanavi, that is the problem. So we'll have to get back to that. But that is all day number one. Day number two, back to Rashi. Rashi has a second day of Mukdam. That's the problem of Imlachim Luche. Maybe he started writing the get with the date at an earlier time, and now he's continuing to write it at a later time, and that's a problem that we're aware of. Inami havile nechta bayom nechtam la'acher zman. Tovi yishrevach v'lamata nirik in advarim. You see there was space. Why did he leave space? It must be that it wasn't one hemshich in writing the get, right? And Tosfos also quotes that day, the second day of the Ot Pirish Avali Kamo Nechta Bayom Nechta Balayla, and that is Rashi's second shot. Tosfos doesn't like that shot either. Ve'einira Kia Edim Vada Yizaru Shalo Yechtemu Al Shtar Muktam. There are Edim there. Some of the Edim would figure out exactly if the date is today's date. So why would that be? Why would that make a difference? So the Tosfos has a third day of the Omeri Dinir Lafarish. V'dilma emluche d'shema hischil lichtov haget l'shem ish acher. V'nimlach v'simu l'shem zeh. Who's the he? The he's not the husband. The he's the sofer, says Tosfos. Maybe he'll be writing a get for one man. That man will decide not to divorce his wife. And then he'll have another person with the same name, and he'll continue writing the get for that person. That's the issue. Ukur Rebbe Lazar, de lo be'inem muchach mitocho, and the following Rebbe Lazar, as we had earlier in the Masechta. So three different opinions in the Gemara, what does this question mean of Imlechem Luche? If you look at the Ramban, and this might be what Rashi means, if you look at the Ramban, he says that even though, ironically, if the husband decides to write a get, and he starts writing the get, and then he decides not to, and then he decides to, there's no problem with continuing, as long as there's no Muktam. By a Shliach, there would be a problem. That makes it worse. Says the Ramban, Hachi Pirusho. He doesn't quote Rashi, but this might be what Rashi's saying. Shema mitchila amar lesofer, ksov gel leishti, v'kasav chetzio, v'nimlach bal, v'chazer bo uman o mila hashlim aget, v'nisbato shlichuso. The shlichus was batel. Ukisha chazer acher kach, v'amar lo hashlim oso aget, lo aso shliach elo lachatzi haget, v'lo nitan legerishin. Unbelievable. Says the Ramban, when you appoint a shliach legerishin, when you appoint a sofer, you have to appoint it for an entire gerishin. You can't appoint it for half a gerishin. So let's say, we had Mishnayos before. What happens if I tell two people to write the get? Remember we discussed in the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, could two people combine to write a get, or one sofer has to write a get? So that's not, you don't have to say that's the same issue here, but here he gave Tzivui HaBaal at one point, and then later on, he's only going to give Tzivui for the second half of the get. So that's not called Tzivui, and therefore, says the Ramban, Batel Lagamre. It's Batel Lagamre in that case. And there are other Rishon, the Ran quotes his great grand Rebbe, the Ramban, and wonders why. The Ran says, Lama Gara Hashliach mi Baal Gufe, Sheyachol Lihimalech Valachzer Lahamshech Valichtov. Why should the Shliach is just like the Baal? If the Baal could start again, could stop and start, so why can't he stop and start? Obviously, the Ramban thinks otherwise. The Ramban thinks that the weakness of the Shliach is that he is appointed, and if the appointment has a chisaron in it, so then it wouldn't be allowed. If you look in the footnote here in the Ramban, he quotes, the kolach yisaron azeh shayach rach b'shliach, shemikolach atzmo lo shayach sheyichtov get l'shma shoploni. He doesn't have his own authority to make decisions. V'lachein, kishayin ratzon labal, harayin kan kolach l'shliach klal, and the shliach ceases to exist. And therefore, if he starts existing again just for a second half, that's not going to be good enough. Masha'enkin abal gufe, hari gam kishanimlach pe'emsak siva. Even if he changes his mind, at any moment he can change his mind back. It's all in his power. It's all biyado. And therefore, there is no chisaron according to the Ramban. Again, maybe that's part of behind what Rashi is trying to say. And therefore, that's the machloka. So we either have three or four different opinions in the Gemara. Just one more line I forgot to mention. The Tosfos HaRash, he gives a little svara for Ezra Hanavi. And that is, why should it be worse if you only wrote half the get than if you wrote the whole get? Says Reb Ezra Hanavi, says the Tosfos HaRash, if you only wrote half the get, it's not called a Maisa yet. So it's Asi Dibur, Mafatel Dibur. If you already wrote the entire get, that's a Maisa already. So once you are Mavatalid, okay, that's Dibur. But then you want to use it again, Choser Magarishbo, because your Dibur can undo the Maisa. If you didn't finish writing the get yet, there's nothing been accomplished, and therefore that would be considered Asi Dibur Mavatel Dibur. That's the language of the Tosfos HaRash, giving a Svara for Reb Ezra Hanavi, about the difference between a full get written, which you would be able to use again, versus a half a get, which you would not be able to use again. Okay, that's all giving pshat to the first line of the Gemara. So again, what are we talking about? You have a get written right side going up to the left column. So maybe he changed his mind. So three pshatim, so you can't use it. So answer, dekasav harei at milamata umuteres milamayla. He's in the middle of a sentence going up to the next column. So that's very hard to assume that he's changed his mind in the middle of the sentence. Hare at muteres. And therefore we assume it was all written at one time. Vidilma isramile. Oh, maybe he was Rashi. Shebetoka de dibor chazerbo. Maybe he was chazerbo. Says the Gemara, kuli hailo chashina. No, we're not choshesh for that. He changed his mind in the middle. Tosfos on the previous Amud on the bottom said it's interesting that sometimes the Gemara is pushing the issue lahachshir and sometimes pushing the issue lifsol. Like today, we're talking about maybe it's possible, maybe it's possible, maybe it's possible. And last time, yesterday, when we had the Mishnah about the Greek Edom and the Hebrew Edom, maybe it's kosher, maybe it's kosher, maybe it's kosher. So it keeps pushing on in either way. So Tosfos says, in the bottom little Tosfos, he says, because over there he signed his name. So it's probably okay. So we're trying to figure out where did he sign his name, his father's name, his name. That's why we're trying to push it should be kosher, it should be kosher. Here, why would we write a get in two columns? Very unusual. That's why the Gemara is pushing to say that maybe it should be pasul, unless we're stuck to say it's kosher. Last line, Rav Ashi Amar. Maybe there's a totally different shot. We don't have to get into these last eight lines. Do you know why you're not worried whether it's cut off? Diadiabei Masachta de Megilta. You see exactly the entire scroll. The way Rashi explains, they used to make their scrolls, they used to stretch out their klafim and put rocks on the edges in order to hold it, in order to stretch it out. So you see the stretch marks. You see exactly where the edge of the document was. So you see clearly that there was no tearing, and that is why there's no chshash of another get. Okay. Chasmu de Barosh Adaf Vechulu. So, if you remember, the Mishnah had said, if the Edom signed their name on top of the document, or on the side, or on the back, it's pasul. So the Gemara says, Edi, is that really true, that the side is a problem? The Ha Rav Chasim in Atzad. Well, we know Rav did sign from the side. Answer, Hasam, Bishegago Klapeksav. You know what's kosher? When the roof of the letters, the top of the letters, were next to the ksav of the get. That's where Rav says kosher. When the Mishnah says pasul, it's where the bottom of the letters were touching the ksav, if you can imagine it. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Elaha diktani. But what about the next case of the Mishnah? Hikif roshel shelzeh, bitzad roshel shelzeh. You have the two tops of the gittin touching each other. V'ha'edim ba'emsa, shneim psulin. Or if you have the two tops and you have people and the edim side in the middle, that puzzle. Says the Gemara, why? V'lechsi, if you're telling me that the tops of the letters are always the crucial side, and wherever the tops of the signatures are, that's the get that the signatures go with. So, here too. Velechzi, heiminayo klapik savel is kasher. See, if you have two gittin, where the tops of the gittin are connected to each other in the middle, and you have edim signed, and we assume that the edim are signed in the same direction, they're parallel to the gittin on this document, on this klap. So see where the top of the letters are, and that should be a good get. Says the Gemara, that would work, but you know what the problem is here? Hasam derami le keivra. It's written, they're signed perpendicular to the rest of the get. So the top of the letters aren't next to anybody's, right? The sides of the letters are, and that's why, because it's perpendicular to the rest of the document, that's why it's not going to be good. That's why they're both possible. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's true, if that's how they're signed, so what about the next line of the Mishnah? Sefer Diktani Roshel Shelzeh, Bitzad Sofel Shelzeh, one on top of another, right? The top of one is to the next to the bottom of one. V'ha'edim ba'emsa, Esha ha'edim nikrin b'sofo kasher. Whatever get, the edim are read at the end of that document, kasher. V'i derami ki'ivra, lav bahadi haid mikri, v'lav bahadi haid mikri. It's not read with either of them. So if you're telling me that case number two of the Mishnah is where the signatures are perpendicular to the rest of the text, so too here, why should it be kosher? So the Gemara says, you're right, forget this answer. Let's go back to a different answer. Why, in the case, do we say that Rav min Hatzad works? Really, on Gittin, min Hatzad would not work. When it says that Rav on al-Hatzad would work, el Rav bidiski havichasim. What's bidiski? Rashi says, summons, hasmanos. When Rav sent the Hazmana out, so that's where, it was basically his stamp. You don't have to sign, it's not a formal document like a get or a shtar mechira. It was basically, he just needed his stamp on there to show that it was serious, so that's where sometimes he signed on the document, min hatzad, but otherwise, he would not be able to. Good. Getcha kasva ivris v'chulu, kasav sofer v'eid kasher. So that line we have already had more than once in this Masechta. Our Mishnah here says, if the Sofer wrote and one aid signed, kosher. What exactly does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, chasam Sofer Shaninu. Really, that means the Sofer also signed. If there are two witnesses, but one of them happens to be the Sofer, that's okay. That's kosher. Why? What would be the potential issue? Amar Avchista, Hamani Rabbi Yossi. This must be Rabbi Yossi, which Rabbi Yossi we had back on Daf Samach Vav, the Mishnah of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi holds Mili Lo Mimsari L'Shliach. A Shliach A cannot appoint Shliach B if all he has is instructions. He doesn't have an object or all the other Pshatim Mili that we spoke about then. But if you remember then, we said only according to Rabbi Yossi would we allow the Sofer to sign. Because if it wasn't true, then we should be worried that a man told two Edim to get a Sofer to write the get and tell two different witnesses to sign the get, but when they get to the Sofer, they're going to be so embarrassed. What, the guy doesn't trust the Sofer? So they're going to tell the Sofer to be one of the Edim. But the Baal was not mitzaveh that. So we should be nervous that the get is pasul. We're not worried about that. Because chasam Sofer Shaninu, it must be then, you know why we're not worried? Because the Sofer is not able to sign unless he heard it directly from the Baal because of the problem of Mili Lo Mimsari L'Shliach. And that's why our Mishnah goes like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Period. Hahi ksubas chasanim da'asi l'kameh Rabbi Avo. It was a ksuba that came in front of Rabbi Avo. Davi yadi be'letovsa ulechasimas yada dechatzada. They recognized the handwriting of the Sofer and the signature of one of the witnesses. Savar lach shura. And they said, okay, let's be machshir, because that's how they understood the Mishnah. The Mishnah asks ksav Sofer Shaninu. The Sofer writes it and 1 8 signs. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, no, chasam sofer shaninu. It doesn't work, no. The Mishnah means there's a second signature. It's just the sofer signature. So with 1 8, it is not going to be allowed. Sounds like from this Gemara, a little bit, where it says there was a certain ksubas chasanim. Sounds like there was a formal text that the Chasanim did not write their own ksubas, even though a ksuba is a document of his chayvus of the Chasin, but like Bizman Hazeh, like a Chasin does not write his own document. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara, and that's what the Mefarshim explain as the Minog. If you look in the Tshuva of the Rama, this Tshuva is quoted in other contexts. There's a Tshuva of the Rama, Kuf Chaf Hei. The Rama starts his Tshuva. Vo eshma acharei kol rash gadol, asher ha'eviru kol b'machaneh. What's the Rama say? The Rama, there was a wedding on a Friday, and the Rama was Masada Kedushin. And, of course, the Rama says there was machlokas, and who's going to give this money, and who's going to give that money, then a dunya, and it was an almana. So, she was getting married, and if Aya be'ishon ha'layla, b'lel Shabbos, and it was an hour and a half into the night. And the Rama said, we finally got all the details worked out, and I was beside her Kedushin. And everybody's in town talking. Oh, the Rama did a Kedushin on Shabbos. How could the Rama do? Tanissa the Rabbanon, it's a Mishnah in Beitza. Doesn't the Rama know you can't get married? That's the Tshuva. The Rama's Kedushin on Shabbos. Shasidarti Kedushin tachas achupa, kederech haaret shakol yodin, seder akal lamaniklus al achupa, and he ishan alayla, it was nighttime. But let me tell you the story. Comes to Yedeyem, v'chasim man az yadam aroy lohem, v'yenechzer man anadudya, kimat shlish anadunya, v'yedeze nimshach hazman mikoa ketatas and merivos, kibmuvuar, as it says, les ksuba de les beitigra, as the Gemara says, there's always fights, v'tzliach maisa satan, ad shehigia hazman anal, shehishvu atzman, v'nitzratza achasin likanis l'chopa, v'sholo levayish bas Yisrael haguna, kamti v'sidarti hakidushin bizman. And I did it! And let me explain to you why I did it. And now he has a 10-page tshuva why he was able to do that. He thought there was Ein Breira, if the marriage wouldn't happen now, by Motzi Shabbos, the chazan wouldn't be interested after everything that they've been through. The gadol ashala beinish l'ishto, v'afilu ein ala mishudeches elav, yesh lohakel mikoch ze, taviksas agidabei, that he continues, and Tosfos already says in Beitza, that the Isurei D'Rabbanan of clapping and dancing, and a lot of those were already mako, v'yadua, and he says, there's no worry. He didn't do any Isurei D'Raisa, he didn't like write a ksuba on Shabbos, and he says, and don't tell me there's any worry that, oh, the chazan is going to come write a ksuba. The chazan never writes his own ksuba anyway! It's the best in the Raisa ksuba. That's what this has to do with us. He says, "V'yadua minaga pashut she'ein achasin kosei ba'atzma ksuba ushtar erisin te'ein ono b'kiin b'ksiva avil mishi yodeh lichtov eino kosev ela right yishlo lachalik be'bekiin l'shein b'kiin right like we say about the brachas." He says, "Be'ata ein ligzar ala mekadei shema yichtov me'achar she'anachnu ein b'kiin etc." And he continues, "Ein lachush don't make up your own zeris and read this tshuva and then you'll understand why I did the wedding at night." Okay, so. It's an interesting historical tshuva as well. Okay, two dots. Says the Gemara. Kasav chanichaso v'chanichasa kasher. If you write the chanich, what does that mean? So Rashi had said on the Mishnah, Shem Levi shel mishpacha kula. Some type of family name. That is the chanich. Right, that is the what the Mishnah means that you could use. Tan Rabbanan, Chanichas Avos Begitin Ad Yudoros. It seemed like they used to use, there were certain names that were within families. Within families. So, if you could use a name in a get until 10 generations. If your great, 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 great grandfather was named Yitzchak, so you could use that as your name. That is the, that is okay, up until 10 generations. Past that, then it's Shakua, that name is not known as your family name anymore, and therefore you can't use it anymore. Up till 10 generations. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Gimel Daros, Kasher, only 3 generations. Bekan ve'el apostle, 3 generations. The Meiri says, which is Lomaisa, one might say, if there's a name that sticks in the family, and it's known as that family, even if it's longer than these generations. What are we talking about here? Only where that name hasn't been used since that ancestor used it 3 generations ago, or 10 generations ago. But if it's a name that's used over and over again, then of course you could use that name, if that's what it's known as. Ella M. Cain says the Meiri, Chazar l'kinui klali, al kol ha-mishpacha, shekol shu kinui klali, din bekach afilu le'elef dor. Right? Doesn't matter. If it's a name that the family is known as, then there's no problem, says the Meiri. Okay, says the Gemara, Keman Azla, Hadam Rabbi Chanina, Who, the following, Rabbi Chanina's statement, who does it go? Like Kasav Chanichas Avos Begitin Ad Gimel Daros Kiman, Rabbi Ben Elazar. Fine. Amar Rav Huna Maikra. What's the pasuk? What's the is there an allusion to three generations? So the laning for Tisha B'Av. Ki solid banim uvene banim v'noshantem. Banim is a second generation. Vene banim is a third generation. V'noshantem. Then it gets old. Then it gets old. That's a remez to this this discussion. Interesting tshuva. The Noda B'Yehuda has a tshuva. There was a man in his will that says, I'm going to support the local kollel in town for four generations. And after that, all my estate goes to my kids. It's the fourth generation, or it's the third generation. Does he count as the first generation? Like, what's the fourth? And there's a machlokas. In that time period, his great-grandchildren say, we're the fourth generation, so now the rest of it goes to our kids. It's done. And the people learning in Kola at that time say, no, you're the third generation. There's still one more generation. So Noda B'Yehuda was asked this kasha, you know, what's third, what's fourth? So he partially talks about this pasuk, right? Banim, uvene banim, right? That's called third generation. Grandchildren already called third, meaning you count the person himself. So he says, if you look at our Gemara, it sounds like the grandchildren are third, and the great-grandchildren are fourth, and then they win. They win and they get it. But he goes, it's not so simple, he goes into Vagam Dar Revi'i Yashuvuhena, so what's Avram Avinu was promised, the fourth generation is going to come back. So what was the fourth generation? Who came back? So Hashem's talking to Avraham. Yitzchak, Yaakov, Asher, Serach. Right, so Serach Bash Asher makes it back. So that's fourth generation, not including Avram Avinu. So that's what Noda B'Yehuda with his Yado Bakol, as we know. He knows everything. That is he has Shas on his fingertips, and Rashi, Allah Chumash. Anyway, that's the interesting discussion. Vaita, but once we quote this pasuk, we have our little Agadata here in Maseches Gittin. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lor Charba Eretz Yisrael, Ad She'avdu Bazayin, Batei Dinim Avodah Zarah. Eretz Yisrael was finally made desolate once they had seven generations of Batei Dinim, that means major families, Nadavka, Bezdin, serving Avodah Zarah. Ve'eluhein, here they are. All of these Malchei Yisrael. We know the Malchus was split in the times of Rechavam, Shlomo's son, Rechavam and Yeravam, and the Malchei Yehuda, there were ups and downs. Malchei Yisrael, there were basically all downs. Says the Gemara, there were seven generations, and after those seven, they went into Galus, right? This was even before the Churban. Years before the Churban was the original Galus of Yechanya, and therefore, these are the seven generations. Anyway, Yeravam ben Avat, he was the first, right? One of the few that, according to one opinion, in Sanhedrin, he lost his Olam Haba. He set up an alternate Beis HaMikdash up north in Shomron. He didn't want them going to Yerushalayim. Yeravam ben Avat, he was wiped out. Basha ben Achia, also family was wiped out. Achav ben Zim ben Amri, one of the worst. Achav, right? Wife, husband of Izebel. Achav ben Amri, the Yehu ben Nimshi. Yehu started off being positive. He wiped out the family of Achav. Exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. He wiped out the Baal, but then he strayed at the end of his life. Upikeach ben Remalyo, Umenachem ben Gadi, Vahoshea ben Ela. He was the last one. All of these, Malchei Yisrael, they were Obed Avodah Zarah in some sense, and once that happened, then they were exiled. Shedemar Umlala, Yoledes Hashiva, Yirmiyo Anavi, the one that has seven, right, then the world becomes desolate, Nafcha Nafsha, Ba'ashim Shebo Yomam, Bosha V'chafeira. Amar Abami Maikra, what's the pasuk that's an allusion to this? Kisolid banim, uvene banim. Same thing, and Tosfos and Rashi work out, how do you get seven generations from that? It's children who each have children, who their children also have children. They work out how it's seven altogether. Rashi notes here, what about the Malchei Yehuda? Some of them were also Oved Avodah Zarah. Why didn't you count them? So Rashi has 2 points. Number one, that was overlap. We picked one Malchus, but the Malchei Yehuda was overlapped. Last couple of skinny lines in Rashi. Vahani de Malchei Yehuda. Lo chashiv. We didn't use that to calculate. Shahayu b'yameyem shalelu. Vahavi kebezdin echad. Right, it was like, it was overlap. Hamelech, ubeno, uben beno, v'chol malachim, shekamo mizar acharav, kari chad bezdin. So Rashi seems to be saying 2 points. Number one, he starts saying that there was an overlap, but then he ends up saying that all Malchei Yehuda are considered one. Because they're one family. It's one. That's the promise. Malchus Beis David, right? And a number of times, I mentioned in the Navi Shir this year, this week, that it's a pretty an amazing point. That's something that should be recognized in other Shirim as well, that Malchus Beis David, a number of times, was kim'at at the brink of extinction. Kim'at. Not just once, not just twice. We know, going back further, David HaMelech wasn't even supposed to be born until Adam HaRishon gave him 70 years. And then if Lot wouldn't have done what he did. And if Yehuda would, if Tamar wouldn't have done what she did. And then three times David was almost assassinated by Shaul. And then later on, as we read in Sefer Malachim Beis, that Achav, and not only Achav, Izebel and Atalia, after the... everybody was wiped out. The wicked queen Atalia, until there was one little baby that was left from Malchus Yehuda. That's it. A little baby that was saved. It was last week's Haftorah Yehoash, until he was 6 years old, and then they made him the king. Right? They were hiding him out in on top of the Kodesh Kadoshim for 6 years. So that's Malchus Beis David. So it's also, that's one group though. One group, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that it's never going to be wiped out. That's the Zera David. And therefore, Rashi says, why is it Malchus Yehuda listed here? Number one, there's an overlap. Number two, that's all considered one bested. And he also mentions why Omri is not mentioned. The father of Achav was also terrible. He's included in Achav. Achav was worse than him. Okay, that's seven. Viter. Amalei Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, Rav, Ksiv, Beb Hoshea ben Ela. It says by Hoshea, right, the later king, Malchai Yisrael, Vayas Harab Ben Hashem, Rak Lo Kamalchai Yisrael, right, he did bad, but not like the, as bad as the earlier ones, Viksiv, Alav, Allah, Shamanesar. Why did the Golas happen in his door if he wasn't as bad as the other ones? Amar Lahu, so, Rav answers, O son, Pardesios, Shehoshev Yerav Amal Adrachim, Kedesh Lo Yalu Yisrael Aragel, Bo Sheo Bitzlan. Hoshea did something positive. The Pardesios, which either means the Shomrim, it means something. Let's say it means the statues. Let's say it means the Shomrim that Yeravam ben Nevat had put up north to get people not to be Alila Regel, but to go to the northern palace. So he was Mevatel them, which was great. He was great. By the way, see on the side, Tosfos, Titus, and Baba Basra. Where does this come up? The other two places in Shas? This is one of the six reasons why Tu Ba'av is a holiday. Remember the Gemara there in both places talks about the six reasons. Why? Because everybody stopped dying, the Mesei Midbar, and Binyamin was allowed to marry back in. There were six reasons, but one of them was Tu Ba'av was the day that Hoshea ben Ela got rid of these statues of these Shomrim. So he did something positive. But, V'yafal Pikein, lo alul Yisrael l'regel. But even though he did this, Bnei Yisrael were so in the practice of not going to Yerushalayim, they didn't go anyway, which now made it worse. Now there was nothing stopping them. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Osen Shanim, Shalom Olu Yisrael L'Regel, Yelchu Bashevi. Okay, you don't want to come? Okay, I'll send you out. You don't appreciate Yerushalayim, so leave. And that's why we have the Golus at that time. Why was there such a punishment for Aliyah L'Regel's of Mitzvah Saseh? We weren't all a regel, so we were sent it to Golus for that. So the Mefarshim explained it's a pasuk in Chumash. If you go to Aliyah L'Regel, v'lo yach modish es artzecha, nobody's going to want your land. If you don't do it, so then they're going to want your land. They're going to take you out. So it's midah k'neged midah, and it's a pasuk in Chumash. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Mar Ukva, v'amri la Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, darash mereimar, my dichsiv. What does the pasuk mean? Vayishkon Hashem al hara'ah, vayivieha aleinu, ki tzadik Hashem elokeinu. The pasuk in Daniel says, Hashem hastened. Vayishkon is he hastened. He brought the ra quickly because he is righteous. Mishum the tzadik Hashem elokeinu, vayishkon Hashem al hara'ah, vayivieha aleinu. Because he's righteous and a tzadik, he brought the tzaris earlier. Ela, right, we know this from Rashi on Chumash. Tztaka asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael. Hashem did righteousness with us. Why? Shehigla galus Sidkiyahu v'yadayin galus Yechanya Kayemes. Why? He sent the galus Sidkiyahu. The later, Sidkiyahu was blinded by Nebuchadnezzar and set out. That was the final, by the Churban. At the end of Sefer Malachim Beis. But when he sent the second wave of Jews out to Bavel, the first wave of Jews who were all the Talmidei Chachamim, they were still alive and around to be able to teach the new group of Jews going. V'yadayin galus Yechaniah kayemes, dichsiv bei begalus Yechaniah, hacheresh v'hamasker elef. By the earlier Galus, it says, who were sent out? Cheresh and the Masger. It's called the Galus of the Cheresh and the Masger. So what does that mean, Pashtus? The artisans, the carpenters. But Chazal Darshan, Cheresh, Shebishah, Sheposchin, Nasu, Hakol, Kecherishin. When any of them started giving shear, everybody else became mute. Can't say anything else. That's it. They said everything. Or masker, kivan shesogrin shuv einam poschen. Once they close, then nobody else can open it. What does that mean? So Rashi says that means if they say, third to last line, kivan shesogrin halacha shehem skurin ba sheinam yodim la shiv l'shoaleim shuv ein la poschen lachev. If they say they don't know, nobody can say they know. Okay, the Ben Yoyada says, I think it's a different pshat. I think once they closed and finished the topic, so that nobody can add on to the topic. Not that they said, I don't know. Either way, there it's an allusion to the Talmidei Chachamim. Vekama, and how many were there? Elef. So that's one shot of Hashem stuck up, that he sent out the second Gullus while the first Gullus was still around. Or, Ula Amar, this is what Rashi quotes in Voeschanon, Shehiktim Shtei Shanim Levenoshantem. We know Venoshantem is Gematria. Rashi quotes here 852. If Hashem would have kept us all those years till 852, we would never have gone, been saved. We would not have been identified anymore as Zera Yisrael. So Hashem was Maktim 2 years, 850, in order to, for us to keep our identity, and in that way to be able to eventually come back. That is the illusion of an Oshantem, and that we went earlier, so therefore it is okay. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Shma Mina, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, you know what you also see from this last point? Shma Mina, Mehera Damari Alma, Timnei Mea V'chamshin V'tarti Yehu. When we say Hashem does something quickly, it's 852 years. Why? Because in the Pasuk, Rashi quotes, Ki Avei Tovedun Maher. I'll do it quickly. Do it quickly. So 852 is quickly. That's quickly for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and that's what Tosfos also says on top. Tosfos says, what do you mean 852? That's from when they went into Eretz Yisrael. V'yim tomar, nehi demishenichlusu la'aretz ashe yatsu yesh kol kach. You're right, from when they went into Eretz Yisrael. That's true. Mikol mako me azlo avdo vodazara. But they didn't start doing avdo zara right away, did they? Says Tosfos, yes. V'omeri demitchila miyad hayu ovdi avodas kochavim shepeslo shel micha haya imahem. Micha, who was saved from the bricks in the Nile, and he brought along the pasel, and that's the story at the end of Sefer Shoftim. So even originally there were some Jews that were connected to Avodah Zarah. Unbelievable ha'ara one-liner to come to today's daf just for this is worth it. Why do we always say that Mashiach should come b'meheira v'yameinu? Because we don't want it b'meheira in the days of God. That's a long time. God, that's 900 years. B'meheira v'yameinu. We want it to come quickly in our type of b'meheira. That's the Sharam Zeran Balacha, amazing comment on this line. V'lachen k'she'echan mispala aleza davar, o mevarech l'chavera, o mer b'meheira v'yameinu, o b'meheira didan. L'faresha kavanaso l'meheira shalanu, v'lo meheira da'kadosh baruchu. Right, that's what we say. And that's also, he quotes Chassan Sofer, that says that we say at the Seder, Adir hu yivne beso bikarov bimheira biyameinu. Biyameinu bikarov. We're emphasizing, it's ours. It's karov, it's biheira biyameinu. Shiyameheira lefi yameinu, lo lefi yomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that won't be so karov when we're looking at it from a human perspective. Okay, Viter. We could spend many hours on the rest of today's daf. There are a number of shas sugyas that come up. But we will have to suffice it in the time that we have. Says the Mishnah, Ged Me'usa, a forced get. Rashi, B'chazaka, a forced get. So we know a get has to be given willingly. A get can't be forced. On a Daraisa level, a woman can be forced to accept her get. Though Rabbeinu Gershom changed that. But on a Daraisa level, a man cannot be forced to give a get. Aye, the Gemara here says, and the Mishnah, the Gemara explains the Mishnah, here we're talking about a case where a man halachically has to give a get. He has to. So Bezdin is forced to give that get. So that's different. That's not just separately from halacha. Right, get me'useh. So, be Yisrael kasher. If he is forced by a Jewish court, kasher. Bo'ovdei kochavim, pasul. But if he's forced by a non-Jewish court, then pasul. We'll see why. Ubo'ovdei kochavim. But what could a non-Jewish court do? Chovten oso v'omrim lo. They could get involved and hit him and say, aseh mashi Yisrael omrim lecha. They could act as shotrim. Right, they could act as the policeman and come on, you have to do what the Jewish court tells you to do, and kosher. In that case, it would be kosher if you have that gersa. Good. So this is the Gemara. Should we read? Let's read a little more first, and then we'll talk. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Get Ha'Meusa Be Yisrael Kedin. If it's done properly, Kedin, meaning like a case where a man is halakhically needs to give a get kosher, Shelo Kedin Pasul. But if a Jewish court did it inappropriately, that's also possible. Just because they're Jewish court doesn't mean they have automatic free reign. If it's Shalom Kedin, he's not supposed to give his wife a get halachically possible. Uposel, but even though it's possible, but it possibles her from Kehuna if she gets it because of Reach HaGet. A forced get does create something. The woman cannot marry a Grusha, cannot marry a Kohen if her husband drops dead tomorrow. Uba Ovde Kochavim, Kedin possible Uposel. Ovde Kochavim, even if it's not Kedin, as the Mishnah says, possible Uposel, but it does create Reach HaGet. If a non-Jewish court forces where it is not appropriate to give the get halachically, even there's no even reich haget. Say, ask the Gemara Manavshach. Why should there be a difference? If Ovdei Kochavim have the power of force, is kashurin amilas kasher, that it should even be a kosher get. If they don't have the power of force, mifsal olivsal, so it shouldn't create reich haget. So, Iman of Shach, why, in a case of Ovdei Kochavim Kedin, is it Pasul Uposel? Right, it should be across the board in one direction or not. So the Gemara says, Amar Misharshi, Dvar Torah, Ged Me'usa, Ovdei Kochavim Kasher. Really, it should work. Really, they are B'nei Isui, if the man has a Chiyuv to give the get. Umatam Amru Pasul, why did Chazal say not? Shalo, Tehei, Kolachas V'achas, Holeches V'tolas, Ovdei Kochavim. Because we don't want people just making themselves, difficult. A woman goes and she's told that she goes to a non-Jewish court. Umafkata asma biyad ba'ila. To get the non-Jewish court involved. That's why. Mita raisa works. But where goes there? Ihachi shalo kedin afi the reach hagedin bo. If that's true, so then it's shalo kedin. If she just goes, if that's the worry. So there shouldn't even be reach hagedin. You shouldn't say posel. So the Gemara says, "V'nevi shelo kedin b'Yisrael u'mifsol nami lifsol." So then says the Gemara. Just read it with the Bach. "V'nevi kishelo kedin b'Yisrael," and it should pasul also. So the Gemara says, "Ela hadar Rav Misharshi abadusahi." What Misharshi says that midaraisa is kosher is not true. It's not true. Change that. "V'taima mai? Why? Because if a non-Jewish court forces it, it's not kosher." So what's the issue of posel? It's gzeira d'rabanan. Why? Kedain b'chedain d'Yisrael michlif, shelo kedain b'chedain d'Yisrael lo michlif. That's why only if a non-Jewish court forces kedain, that can be mixed up with a Jewish court kedain properly, and that's why where gozer midrabanan that it should posel. But shelo kedain, if it's done inappropriately, we are not gozer. Stop there for a moment. So there is a very famous Rambam, which we mentioned all the way at the beginning of the Masechta, in Perek Beis Halacha Chaf of Hilchas Gerushin. How does this work? What do you mean? It's forced. If it's forced, why should it make a difference? We know the halacha is a man cannot be forced to divorce his wife. So who cares if he halachically has to give a get? He's still forced. That's where the Rambam has his famous formulation that really every Jew wants to do the right thing deep down. Every Jew, it's just the Yetzirah that is forcing him not to do the right thing. So if Beis Din beats him up in a day when Beis Din has the authority to do that, so then, and the guy says, okay, fine, I want to. That's his real rutzel coming out. That's what's called kofinoso achiyomer rotsani. That's the Rambam's lashon. Misha tukfo yitzro hara lavato mitzvazu olaso savera vahuka acha aser davar shachayav lasoso o acha disrachek midavar shaser lasoso einze anus mimenu elahu anas atzmo bedaito hara. That's the amazing formulation of the Rambam. The Rambam, according to the Gemara, it's the Gemara. Kofen asos yom rotsani. We have that by Gerushin, and we have that by Karban as well. Some Rishonim extend it. The Rashbam in Bava Basra, where this comes up, extends it to Mecher also. To Mecher also, he says that just like this, Kofen asos yom rotsani, if Tluya v'zavin, the Rashbam says, Gomar belibo lahakriv uadin lezvune im amar rotsani avizvini to gomar belibo lahaknos Rashba Bava Basra mem chesam and aleph. That's not so clear. The Rashba, other Rishonim say, no way. No, a person, when is a person ever halachically forced to sell something? Buy a carbon, buy kid gerushin. You could have a case where he's forced to. Where halachically he has to, so Bezek could force him. But to apply it to mekach u'memkar is not so pashut. The Rishonim discussed, the Beis Yosef summarizes all the Rishonim. Does this apply, let's say, to a mumar, to a Yisrael mumar, a heretic, who, can we say even there, that deep down he wants to do the right thing? It's not just a Jew who has his Yetzer overcome. He's a Mechal Shabbos Meshumid. So that's a discussion in the postgame, whether you could say this principle there. Right? So the Maharik in a Tshuva, the Beis Yosef quotes it, says, we can't apply that principle there. You can't. But you know what they could do? They could be Mafkiya the Kiddushin, based on called the Makadish. They can't say this get should work, but they can apply called the Makadish. Other Rishonim say, other Achronim say, no, Ava Bishachati Yisraelu. Right? And therefore, even a Mumar, once he says it, we would say it is a valid claim, and it would be called a good get. And again, the whole discussion bisman hazeh of various types of prenuptial agreements where pressure is created, as it says, you know, if there is time of separation and shabbos shugav a get, there's this amount of money per day, so that has to get out. That has to have the balance of being encouraging, but not forcing. It can't be a get ma'useh, but it has to be an encouragement, because this is what he would want to do if it's a situation where he would halachically, and if not, it still wouldn't be a get ma'useh. That's one of the main discussions of the prenuptial agreements bizman hazeh. The hurdle that they have to get over is not being a get ma'useh. And asmachta, there's a couple of main issues. Okay. Viter says the Gemara, Abaya Ashkechel Rav Yosef, to Yosef v'kam ma'asa agiti, Abaya found Rav Yosef, who was forcing people. Amar lei, v'ha'anan adyotos tanan. You think we have the power to force? We're adyotos, we don't have smicha. V'tanya, and doesn't the Brisa say, Haya Rabbi Tarfin Omer, or Rabbi Meir on the side, kol makom shadamotzei agurios shalov de kochavim, anywhere where you find these gatherings of ovi kochavim, afa pisha dineyem kedine Yisrael, even if they have the same laws as us, yet harashar lehizakik lahem, you can't go to them. Why? Shneamar ve'elam mishpatim asher tasim lefnehem. That's the first Rashi of mishpatim. You can't go to a non-Jewish court, right, the concept of arkos, lefnehem lo lefnehem de kochavim. Him. That's not our issue now. But Dabar Acher, the other drusher from this pasuk, Lifnei and below Lifnei Hadiotos. Only to them, but not, meaning Smuchin, and not Hadiotos. It asks Abaya, to Rav Yosef, we don't have the power, do we? Do we have the power to force Gittin? So Amar Lei, Anan Shlichu Sayukav Dinan. No, we're following Shlichu Sayu, the principle of Bati Dinim acting on behalf of the Bezin in Eretz Yisrael, and the later Bezins acting on behalf of the earlier Bezins. Shlichu Sayu goes across the world at the same time, and across generational later in time. Midi Dahavi, Ahudos Valdos. Just like any Bezin that does any type of monetary law, Bizman Hazer, says the Gemara. If we apply the principle of Shlichu Sayu, Ihachi Gzelos Vachavolos Nami, so all cases, why can't we judge cases of wounding today? Cases of Gezel, meaning Knossos. Why can't we judge Knossos today? So the Gemara answers, Ki Avdina Shlichu Sayu B'milta D'Shchicha. We only do Shlichu Sayu by very common cases. That's where we apply it. B'milta D'Shchicha Lo Avdina Shlichu Sayu. But not by cases that are not considered common, and therefore lending money, borrowing money, that's common. But woundings and stealings, that's not called common, and therefore we would not apply Shlichu Sayu. Obviously, this is a tremendous topic. The principle of Shlichu Sayu, it's a Sanhedrin topic, others, you know, how exactly it works, what exactly we need Shlichu Sayu for, Machlokas, Ksosa, the Nesivis, and Simon Gimel, right at the beginning, whether you always need Mumchin for forcing anything, even Kofan al-Mitzvah Zaseh, unique via, or this is only for get. Fascinating discussion in Tosfos right here. Tosfos says, we most of the Shchicha. So how are we makabel Geirin bizman hazeh? Is Geirin so Shchiach? Is Geirin so common? So Tosfos quotes, yeah. Yeah, Tosfos says, Avdin Shlichu Sayu D'chashev Shchicha. Geirin, yeah. Conversion is considered Shchiach, and we're doing Shlichus D'kamai Avdinan. That is really Tosfos L'shitaso, Machlokas Tosfos and the Rashba and Yevamos. Do you need Mumchin for Geirin? Geirus, is there any psak that occurs? You just need a bezdin to witness it. Who says you need mumchen there? Machlokas Rishonim. And it gets into what ingredients for mumchen. You need mumchen for the definition of a bezdin, or you need mumchen for giving a psak. That could be a machlokas between Tosas and the Rashba, whether you need mumchen. You might not ask this question. How can you do geiris? You don't need mumchen. The Tosas is assuming you do need mumchen, and the reason you're allowed to do it is because of shlichus sayu. Again, obviously jam-packed, but we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow with the second to last daf here in Maseches Gittin as we come to the climax of the Masechta. Okay, we'll stop here.